Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
So another episode proudly sponsored by the best competition page in the whole fucking
world. You're right.
Bar Kings, the best deals, cheap prices, no hole licks, straightforward, and you have more of a chance to win an R Kings than anywhere else because it's literally Ireland based, the north and the south. And we are proudly sponsored by Boutique Infinity Tan and Salon, top of the weight rack road, state of the art sunbed facility. Get up and check it out, folks. If you want your balls tanned, this is the spot to go.
Sorry for near jumping down your neck. Hope you enjoy the podcast.
I think it all never fucking happened.
Fucking shit. Fucking low.
Cox making a fucking fortune, but you need to buy himself.
You need to get that money out.
He's making over 200 quid a day on that cotton app.
See if the sands you like a wee pony and all. It's like fucking fabber.
Serious?
I can't do it. I think I get all porn right now.
I know what you mean. Sorry. I don't know if I could probably do it. I get banned. I do something stupid in 2 seconds. I try to go live in the all week and here, sir, and it just bananas me straight away. Have to say, I like the wee working class tap on the Burnsy song. Fits well, kid.
Have you been rapping it, Burnsy?
No. Only put it on the night.
Good man. Oh, somebody actually took a picture of me in this one the other day.
£2.
Get it out, the fuck. What do you get for Universe, Roberto?
I got galaxies from...
Can you not send me some? Go.
I can't.
Why?
Because...
Here, there's a wee trick. That's
insane.
I know one of your...
I'm in the wrong game.
For his pints.
I give all mine back, you see.
Here, see...
Burnsy give it back. It's nice to be nice.
There's a wee trick, isn't there, Roberto? If you buy them, if you change your location to, like, Dubai or something.
So you get, like, a Brazil.
Is it Brazil?
It's cheaper. Not much cheaper, like, but... When I was obviously doing them raising, cunts were obviously, like, doing...
I was getting galaxies. I was getting... Fucking cabins.
Steal the thunder, right?
There's a name for it, but it's Brazilian coin. It's far cheaper, but you're not allowed to do it. The bounty for it.
Oh, if you get scooped.
Right? So I was getting galaxies, right?
Right.
Cabins by Goldilocks, this fella and his wife. They were all sending stuff to me, and then next month I started sending him and Dennis and all.
Getting a fortune?
He makes a fortune
on it. Cunt doesn't even send you a rose back, but
he's
not heart me.
Have you ever sent a rose?
I'm making a team heart, so every day it works like. You're meant to send a team heart every day. That's the way it works because it's just the way it like builds your profile and like you be part of the team. It's 1p.
Yeah.
He doesn't even send one heart. Me
do you not?
What's a 1p? You're sitting there with a big man.
Listen.
No, it's for me.
That's Jesus. For all the ladies.
See that picture that he sent me? I sent it to you.
Here, we were in the airport on the way over to Ibiza and we bumped into a load of Dairy Boys, shout out to them all. But when we bumped into them all, they're all going, fuck! Fuck! All of them going back she must be hated everywhere. And
I was walking up a West End, someone was out their balcony going, where's Burnsy?
Swear to God, are you for asking for you?
I'm not joking. Every morning I walk to work, cunts are shouting out their cars and vans.
Where's Burnsy?
Burnsy's going to knock you out. Burnsy's going to knock you out.
Did it?
You just be laughing.
No matter where I go, I be in the town. Cunts are just shouting at me, Burnsy's going to knock you out.
Are you Burnsy?
So I have to take all these belts to fuck.
I don't catch it coming with me in my breath walking me out.
You've got a good wee squad.
Well, somebody came into my live yesterday and someone sunk me this morning. What do you call him, the painter or something? Something painter in the live this morning turned on me saying, "Have you told Burnsy who's walking you out yet?" He came into my live yesterday, an old mate of mine, like Paddy McDonough. But Burnsy and him,
we've had beef.
They're not on the best of terms, like, so he says it.
And is that legit, like?
Says he's going to walk me out in my corner, like, 100%. But Burnsy's flipping, so I don't know if it's allowed.
There's going to be some amount of people walking you out. You're going to need more security.
I'm barred from a dad, I'm not
in that bar. They're letting you in. I spoke to Jim.
We've already had words inside the bar.
But you're allowed up on Tuesday as well.
I would say that, not the ballroom.
The bar.
What did you do? Jim likes you. I was talking.
I think it's because he steals all the ladies in it, that's why.
It's either out or you're drinking all the pints.
Well, here, he's going to have to grip you out of your ring here, but you're not there. Yeah.
The helicopter's on its way.
You'd be getting peeled off.
I told him, listen, you take out ambulance, homie, and not their helicopter, because you're getting that spotty.
No punching referees this time, no best behaviour, no fucking about. You have to get in. Get in, knock Roberto out, and get back out. You know what I mean?
On the night.
But what if Roberto knocks him
out? Well, that's it. This is it. We don't know.
Time will tell, boys. Time will tell.
See if Roberto goes in, knocks you out first round. Is that you done, like?
No, it's not. No,
you're still going to shake hands after me, mate?
Yeah, 100%.
That's rematch? Fair enough. Oh, if you get beat, you'll be looking at a rematch, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
Sean Graham, bookmakers in. Getting them involved.
I barred myself last year. Gambling too much. I would have put my house on you, like.
Because my man wants a ticket for the table.
Is your man dad going?
My man, dad, my brother, and my two sisters.
Well, are they sticking any money on you?
I'd sort them all out.
Don't be putting that pressure on me next. I'm going to feel bad knocking you out. Right. I don't want to knock
your fuck your man dad. Here, have you seen my WBC belt yet?
The green one?
It'll be getting around his shoulders at the end of the night.
No, have you seen the new belt that just came?
That curtain fell, Foxy.
Nope. Hopefully it gets wrapped around your waist. I don't know who's going to get the arm raised, like. I'm a skirt with you a bit now.
Yeah, Roberto, we're standing on the West End, right? Outside the Highlander. I turn around, who's standing there?
That's right.
Bonnie Blue.
I was like,
what the fuck?
I seen your man. No, your man.
He says Ticky Tucky.
Yes, so he obviously was doing an interview with your dad, just in an alley, and she got up.
I seen
that. And this porn star came by and sat beside her, and they must have set it up. But here he gave her dog abuse. He was just saying you're showing a bad example, like the young women and all. And
where are you going, Bertie? He was saying.
Never leave you.
She was saying about General G and all. He's like, if he comes down here, I'm going. He's like, he could have been in the lane.
Some cunt said to me about her being on Twitter. And I have an old master video. Jesus Christ.
She loves
she
it.
She takes some hammer. Like.
John Boy said he's seen a video of her getting nailed by a fall hockey team or something. And they were spitting on her and putting fags in it.
She was covered in fucking pure cum, her whole face. Like, she was getting a mate, I swear to God, she was getting an alley.
People think she's the devil, like.
I actually thought that she was a man, get chains in there.
She's not, she does look like a certain fella, but she's, the amount of people, like, you'd think it was like Cristiano Ronaldo, all the lads just recording her and shouting you, like, Abby girl's like the biggest slut in the world, and constant fucking.
Even her social media, even like her social media and her sites are just making her millions. She's making an absolute.
She's a monk.
Did you see the Ferrari she bought?
A blue one.
A blue one.
Seen that.
It's fucking class.
She knows what
she's doing. She's good marketing genius. Yeah,
100%.
Because I don't even think. Like, she says she slept with 1,000 men in 12 hours.
Yeah,
if you add that up, you're like, what is that? It's like, the time it's like 11 match. Seconds. You think of the many fellas not going to be able to hit a hardener. Standing in the lane behind their mate going here alone. Like,
more than 11 seconds, like, if they're going, like, you know what I mean?
You wouldn't have
she
got
does this wee thing where she likes schoolboys and virgin, but she knows that their captures, like, people wanting to watch it. Do you know what I mean? It's mad.
It's too fucked up to not watch. People are going to be
in love. I'm going to get Bonnie Blue to walk me out. I am.
Do you know who Bonnie Blue is, Burnsy?
Yeah.
Who is she?
Well, here, there was actually a fight on TikTok the other day, and this clown, he's an absolute clown, called Shauna Bunny Blue. It was funny.
There's not two of them, is there?
No, Shauna Nugent. He called her Bunny Blue. It was fucking mad. She went nuts.
That's what we were talking about there.
That's what I was talking about. She got up.
John, she was up. We were standing beside her on the West End.
You had a fucking.
So actually, saw she was in a pool party. She was getting all VIP treatment.
I was in Ocean Beach.
In your monk's bag,
man. And then
you know what I mean? At the front.
She was in the bar, and somebody went, "Bunny, do you want a shot?" And she went, "No, I'd rather have you cock." Swear to God.
Come here and see it.
And a Cockney accent.
Oh, I see it. One of your men says, "The cheeky cunt ordered a bit of bread and water or something, didn't pay for it, and I walked away."
Dirty bastard.
Oh, I see now. He sat her up, but.
Right, come on, you. We're having an hour. We're trying to sell.
Sean's taxi.
Right, that's all right. Never mind.
We're trying to sell these tickets.
I know.
What do you have to say to all the people online about this event in the Dabney's here, 19th of July?
Right, I'm not going to fight about it, but. People need to calm down on TikTok and Facebook and Snapchat. It's getting far too much for me and Roberto, Nemo Slice and Gab and John. We can't hack it all no more. It all needs to be knocked in the head now. See all the slapping on the TikTok live and Facebook. It all needs to be brought down and off the both apps. And I'm not even joking. See Instagram page as well. That needs to come off as well. See everybody who's fighting with me and Roberto. It all needs to stop. Right. And I'm being deadly serious. Me and Roberto are mates here, and not one of us have respected us. Yous are disrespecting the Working Class Podcast, who are the guys of Rainbow Slice, Gavin and John, Roberto and myself. You're taking out on the other guests who come into this place,
like Gemma
McGrath, Sean Branagh, and all the rest
right,
of the people.
Right, Bertie, I know that stuff.
It needs to stop tonight.
Right, that's it.
Knock the videos on the head tonight.
Me and him are going down the West End. He wanted to get a tattoo. There's a tattoo shop at the bottom of the West End. So we went down and went in, and it was about 2 in the morning.
He's a bad man.
Here, Burnsy, I says, I'm a professional tattoo artist back home. Can I tattoo him? So they were like, well, if I can tattoo him. So they put the stencil on him, and we were getting... See, as far as I'm concerned, I'm lucky bastard, right? It was sort of wee rap video, we like. So, your woman goes, right, no worries. She put the stance on, I jumped in, like, put the wee cream and all that on there. Started trying to trace around the stencil. You want us, look, show.
Like, so she, what I don't understand is, right, so she's giving him the stencil, already stenciled out.
So that's what I've met there, right there. And look,
this is the woman's writing, this is Gavin's writing.
See, as far as I'm concerned, you've seen it, Burnsy, and all, didn't you?
No, I haven't seen it.
What does it say?
So see, as far as I'm concerned, I'm a lucky bastard.
I started here, so I started
here. Oh my god.
I tried to write E. And then your mum was like, you're not a tattoo artist.
I don't understand. If it's already stenciled out, this say, how does he manage? How does he manage to do one that says?
What did you have for?
Yeah.
It's just something on your brain.
Well, I'm away on my holidays.
Do you want one?
No, don't.
I'm away on my holidays.
I'm not
right. Next week, now I'm going to get champion on the back.
But my man was going to speak to you the other day.
What about
me getting boxing gloves on my arm?
Oh. To
get them off.
What do you have, Oni?
Bernie Saunders.
It's a girl in Oulos. She got her name.
Bernie. I thought it was Bernie Saunders was like
the man from Maggot. Oh, Bernie Saunders.
Is that like the one who's
KFC? It's like a wee old man.
I fucking love him. I follow him every single day.
John gets a beer, mate.
He's class. He speaks up about Gaza.
100%. He's a legend.
He's unbelievable.
Just by chance, it's the same name.
He actually ran for president a few years ago. Hell, you credit.
That's right. 100%.
Who is Bernie Saunders?
There's a girl from the New Lodge, and Connor got her name tattooed on his arm.
Why?
They brought me into his party in Mayfair and got my hair and all shaved off. My right.
So the girl, the fella girl who was in the bar or now, he was telling the fella, did you know I used to go with your bird years ago on house parties in the New Lodge? And he turned around to your fella and went, and all, you have chlamydia on your dick now because I went her before you.
No, you
have chlamydia on your dick.
Unlucky big son.
Burnsy gave you chlamydia.
I'm saying that all
now.
She's watching this.
Mick said it's all right to say it.
Burnsy, were you just messing him about?
Many years ago, was this you went with her in a house party?
It wasn't in a house party. It was in a house party. Me and her friends for years, but he got the sloppy seconds over.
Go on.
He got the sloppy seconds.
I've got my real wife.
Who?
He's all
Jennifer McCrory.
Jennifer McCrory.
She gets a matching every time he's on the
Legend.
I got her jacket done with her name on.
Glanville Legend.
Hello.
Here, have you seen it?
No.
Oh, here, I'm going to see it.
Yeah, Bertie, what do you think about your wee top?
Oh, I love it. I showed my man dad and it. My man dad.
I told him to wear his wee Burnsy top, the blue one, but because all team Burnsies are wearing blue and then all team Roberto's are wearing pink. Now we are getting the bus. Anyone who wants on the bus,
Roberto.
It's a fiver.
Roberto
Brandy on TikTok.
Is he what I paid for her?
What time are you going up at?
So the bus is leaving the city hall at 5 o'clock.
Because it starts at 6. You'll be on last.
So the bus leaves at the city hall because there's people coming from everywhere, so they're all getting on the bus. But it leaves the city hall at 5 o'clock. If you want on, Brandy, a fiver through PayPal and a security. There's 80 people on the bus. And it's me and he's telling people he has his own bus, but there's only one bus, and it's Team Roberto and Team Burnsy.
So is he getting on?
Shauna has the guitar on the bus. We're going to go up a Shanko, up the Antrim Road, up a...
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Balls and we'll
but
be at the
you're
damage.
Not going to turn the dam behind that thing, that bridge, but
no.
And then all the team Burnsies are down at the bottom in the huffs. And
oh,
all
yeah,
back air bus.
The back air bus is in a
huffs
party.
Back air bus. I sent to him the other day. Why don't get the BBC and UTV cameras for upstairs?
Do you know how hard it is to get them? I've got cameras all coming in Tuesday for the press conference. All proper mics and all.
See if you can get UTV, give them a shout or BBC, you be the man to get them.
I have their number for you.
Caroline Stewart, no.
Now I told him no swinging dicks here on Tuesday.
No, not yet. It's not the fake yet.
Because here he hit me a dick in the ribs at damn work and it was so
did the Danny should put you out?
That's just a wee warning.
The Danny should put you out, Burnsy.
I had him in turn no.
He hit me a dick in the ribs.
You save it for the fight, save it for the ring.
Many people watching us in the town with me and him. Like
so I'm wearing headgear. Because somebody told me he doesn't like wearing
headgear.
No, you have
to work.
You have to work.
I'm not wearing it.
You have to work.
No. See, here,
right, see, we don't want to work, and Roberto Knox is thinking
no,
that. So
you have to wear headgear because you're a man. Dan, I'll send the ring saying I don't want to be knocking you out.
Listen, I didn't wear headgear last year.
But you need to
in the ring.
Are you wearing trunks?
I've got the green, white, and orange the shorts that DJ McConnell gave me.
Good.
And I've got boots as well.
Have you got your sponsor? Did you get the rest of your sponsors?
Ross. Final Gentleman's putting his on, and then
sure, your James Conway said he was sponsored from the tattooist. He
that's
said he's sponsored.
He's doing it as
you
well.
Need to message him and I'll send
and
him.
And then I'm getting buckets done with Dylan Hackett's face on one bucket, and then me and Frankie Cutters on the other one, then my uncle on the other third one. So,
so he's
buckets.
Getting buckets for
buckets.
And then I'm trying to get a widescreen television for the damn shot night on the stage.
For, what for?
No, for the interval. The balls to be.
Yeah. There's a lot of thought going into it for a play, big man. We've got stuff there for bollocks anyway.
He's telling me how to run my
team,
Roberto, and all.
See bottles of vodka? Bottles of vodka.
On the tables and all, that's right. So he's giving all the team of Burnsies bottles of vodka, Wayne, mixers.
But people have to throw a pound against a bottle if they want to win it.
Oh, I know what you're on about. They'll raise money.
Yes.
Pitch and toss.
Have you played it before?
Gets the furthest.
How's your training been going, Burnsy?
Oh, here, save me a day, mate, in that ring. Oh, my God, mate, I'm hitting hard as fuck.
Yeah?
Oh, boy.
Because I remember last time you were on, you were saying you hadn't get
I was out
in
running
yet.
Up with all the Belfast crew the day.
Good man, getting
this
the steps
me here, I'm out running before I met him this morning. Here's a guy. Look at your run beside us now. Here's me and old.
No, here. Well, here, he took, they were asking him all my lives. He meets me in the mornings to walk to work, so they were saying about him that I am starting mine, by the way. I'm starting a strict one Monday.
What?
Meant to be off a drink this weekend, but I had a couple of pints there, so Starting on Monday was my luminosity, and it was fucking Robert all week. Definitely starting on Monday. But he was saying the day on the way to work, and all the people was asking what he eating and all for your, like, your fake camp and all. He said chicken and rice. He can hit the man of work and order a fram of hot chocolate.
Put me here. I have four. I have four sweet chili wraps a day.
Four.
That's a nice and healthy.
Four mom pay for his wrap, though. So he had already had a wrap. Some mom pay for his wrap. So he had your wrap.
Burnsy, I thought you were off of bread. Is there no bread in the pub?
Listen, I'm fattening them up because I ain't going to knock them out.
Did you ever see it there?
If one of them drinks, right, you are going to drink, kick them both down.
Did you want to do everything? I'm going to
buy the candy. Guys, you know the team, Burnsy crew and the team, Burnsy supporters are watching on this. I'm coming for the team, Roberto, Pancake Face and Rubber Nose Loosies. Supporters are going to get it to their faces as well. See, whenever I knock him down in the ring, the ambulance and the helicopter's on standby.
Oh!
So get aware of this, guys.
And anybody that still hasn't got a ticket, what do you have to tell them, Birdsey?
You can't get in without
tickets are on my link and my bio on TikTok on the Working Club.
I've already charged them £45.
£45?
For VIP and then 44 for standard.
25.
Much as a meet and greet, Birdsey.
Oh, you have to get a table before
how
that?
Much is it mean great to meet you?
You get a picture and with a big dog?
No videos, just pictures only.
See, what's you charging?
Like £25.
But here, is there an age limit on?
I don't think there is. I've asked them twice and they didn't reply. I think you're allowed. I do see kids
but
at all
here,
your events.
But here, all I was joking to say, Burgers, a lot of kids love you and want to come and watch you.
Roberto, I genuinely think you are allowed. I think they'd rather
so
not
there's a load of people text me. Listen,
you obviously just can't drink.
To be with them. I just want to be adults.
Accompanied
with them.
By
like,
a parent.
I know it's been loads of parents texting me just wanting to know, like, is there kids allowed?
Just to, like, underage kids shout abuse at me.
Because there's loads of people that's got VIP tickets and they're bringing their kids, and I says I'll be
but I'm not going to say it again. These parents in Highfield and
anytime I went to the boxing event,
see
these
parents on the road here, adults. If you want to bring your kids here, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 year olds. Come
sure they're
them.
Not kids.
That's the spanking.
They're grown adults.
God bless you.
God bless you.
What? What happened there, Bertie?
So I'm asking you parents to take control of your sons. I don't like being abused by them.
Not got in the head, people.
Honestly, I try and tell them as well. Most of the kids do genuinely love them.
They do.
Like, they're not all giving you abuse. But he does get abuse. It's bad crack. Like,
but it doesn't mean it's all kids.
Roberto,
they're not all like
it's
that.
The
they
age,
do love you,
it's the, they know what gives them the abuse. It's the age, like, 14. 13, 14-year-olds.
And they do feed off the way he reacts. That's the way they grow up. But see, most of the actual kids, that like, they love him.
Yeah.
They just love. They love seeing him. They think he's...
I just don't like abuse on the TikTok.
But he automatically just reacts. Like, it's an automatic reaction. He just thinks...
Yeah. I sure you're mad.
Sure the kids are cheeky cunts now.
I know. There are even ones on the Gladers now. Fuck me. I've seen a couple of mad videos.
You've been about for years.
I swear to God, man. I'm not joking. Like, everywhere I go, clubs, like, even in Luminosity, people were just talking about the fight, me and him. I swear to God, like, no, I'm not even just spoofing or lying. No matter where I go, people say to me, oh, when's this fight? No, who's going to win? Like,
it's
every
crazy.
Talking about
it. It's actually crazy. Like,
so, guys, get the tickets through my link and my bell.
But I need to get my page set up, guys. I'll get my page set up at some point.
Roberto, did anyone recognize you over in Luminosity?
Every cunt.
Did they?
Every cunt. I swear. even when I'm on live. And the thing about it is, guys, not, you know, don't shy away from it. I just love an out-weight bounce action, so I can't really remember talking to most of them, but when I was on live yesterday, most of the people were talking to me, and I was like, can you refresh that and remind me who you are?
What was I even
and then
saying?
They were telling me, and I was going, fuck, I remember you now. Yeah.
So, guys, but my tickets will be on my bio page by tonight, and my tickets are £44 for standing. And you have £45 for VIP seating.
Fuck, that's some fucking, and that's some dealer.
He's one of me. He's not allowed to video me without consent of my mum and dad's permission. So, if he's wanted consent of Roberto, please ask Roberto's.
Would you go live drinking that?
No, he wouldn't be allowed to go live drinking.
I did one time in the house while Anthony was in bed, and I got
but he got banana for it
because I had dildos and everything. Apparently, I didn't know. Apparently, I was fucking boxing dildos on my fridge.
Did you punch him back?
I can't even remember. This was
Bernie, did you leave your dildo in his house?
And I was doing dirt bottles and made some girl shave her eyebrow and all. I can't even remember.
Did you see your E-man, the other Bernie? He painted his face black. Your wee girl was drinking the hot water.
People do weird shit for a fucking TikTok. Now where they're getting big, like smoking, big, like people watching. They're fucking doing shakes and all, wrapping it up. Well, I see the stuff for you, it's madness.
But like, how can they get away with doing that on TikTok and not get fucking bananas and all? And you can now take a draw of vape.
See if I have that on the house, the guy probably won't be doing all them. Oh. I'd be up the whole
sorts. Bernie, do you do anything to get there?
No.
You're good, man. What are you doing? I'm putting the phone on. Want a charger? Fox, do you know no one's ever done that in the podcast? Just whip their charger out and start charging their phone. Yeah. That's the first ever.
We were spotted in the Highlander. Shit. People are saying, where's Connor Burns? All boys from Armagh and all. People from all walks of life going asking where you were.
One gives a fuck about us. Just, where's Burns?
But I was ringing you and ringing you and ringing you.
Sure, I lost my phone the first day. New brand new iPhone 16 Pro Max.
Gavin or Label Slays.
Both has lost their phones the first day.
And then here I told him, Gavin, me, here's me. I had a new message from Gavin, and he went, why did he text you? Oh, I have not a text.
I texted you off Jolene's TikTok saying, don't be worrying about me. I'm all right. I've just lost my phone.
I just wanted to know if you were safe and all with her.
I wasn't safe. I was in a bad way. But
I think we should take Burns. I was saying to him, he's 40 in February.
I was just about to say
that. I definitely think we should take him to Galgon for his birthday.
I was thinking Santa Ponsa. I was going to say,
what about somewhere down? See the Galgon, but it's more of like a. Somewhere like down south
We'll have to do something for your 40th birthday. Like it's a big milestone. It's a big event.
Hey Roberto, you're gonna wear all rackets.
I know. And then we'll withdraw that money out of his TikTok. We'll pay for the fucking accommodation.
That's it. Bye.
Well, we'll do that, Burnsy.
Somebody will go on and make a video about that. They're fucking taking it.
I know. Listen, we're not stroking
for his money. Joking, by the way.
Trust me, we're having a fucking bit of banter. Burnsy's sweet.
Big 40.
I would love to.
40,
man. You're going to have to start thinking about patting a ring on her finger soon.
I know.
Fuck's sake.
He's got the money, our father ring anyway.
Yeah. And the wedding.
Hope we're all invited.
Keep going until I get the rest of it all up.
Yeah, the cost of fortune, Bernsie, don't
know. That's the attitude, son. You're a hustler.
Bernsie, the birds cost a fortune, don't they?
Birds big time, mate. See her from Levy, mate.
See them fellas, they spend it, pay their own way, don't they, Roberto?
Aye, mate, that's why. Sober birds are bad news.
Everybody in Levy the other day. Tied her to a lamppost and covered her uniform. Oh, my school teachers got jammed up against the lamppost.
Oh, she had mice?
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Did they tie her to a lamppost neck or not?
Yeah, well, we got there.
Down, put red sauce and brown sauce on her uniform, though.
Did you not go down and go mad?
We'll get you out there. We'll go down and get the flour.
We'll do it, nah?
Cat I'm food, right. No.
Out in that lamppost, the weight rack. Come on.
No, see no. My mates when we were away at Papos last year. We started grabbing tins of cat food. But he won't last, dude. He ran away.
I seen a fella getting it done the other day up the shankle of the Woofield or something. And I swear to God, not even joking, it showed you the shopping bags. They must have spent, no joke, about fucking 400 quid in Tesco's. You want to see what they were hitting them with?
That's the thing to do now. It's all about the fucking flour. See my wedding. See when they got me. They start shouting pervert. I was tied to a fucking lamppost getting blathered on my neighbour's shirt. Drop up. Pervert. Let's go, what the fuck?
See when we got married, actually got married in the beef, so we'd done everything in one week. But we rented a villa, it was just outside Casa Mila. But we had our stag in Ocean Beach. We were actually talking about Dallas, and so the bill was like 12 grand, but they gave you 10 grand drink bill.
No.
And Dallas, like a friend of ours, we were on Navy Yard, he got carried out twice. He's actually going to be killing me for this. He got carried out, right? And they let him back in, and about 2 minutes later, he was carried out in his chest.
Fuck's sake.
The woman was four ice buckets and all. But so they give you a 10 grand drink bill, And by the end of the night, I think it was like about a grand or something. So they were giving us a bottle of tequila and all. Every conversation, mate, all my mates were just getting carried out. Dropping like fucked flies, out
of shit. Fucked out. We left.
See, before you speak.
Yeah.
I have a very thing to tell you.
A very thing to tell
us. It wasn't very nice.
Is it about us?
No. Mick.
Mick.
Conlon.
Why would he do?
Block me on WhatsApp. Block me on TikTok.
I told you, he's in camp. He can't go on his phone. No, he just doesn't use his phone.
The old message I sent every morning, afternoon, and evening to him.
No, I've told you that. He's in.
And everybody got in contact with me already. It says, Mick, you better unblock Conlon Burns tonight. And if you don't,
see you after he wins his fight. But you tell her use the message, start delivering again. Yeah. Mexico,
he's just not him on here. Can we all have a big celebration? Him and Jared Hughes are mates again. Proper mates.
He wants to come on the podcast.
If you want to bring him on, bring him on.
Him and Jared, sure?
Come ask me to come on his podcast and all next week.
He's joined me up for his boxing class.
Is he?
I'm starting on Monday.
Happy days.
So of 2 weeks.
Fuck, Roberto, you're leaning a bit late, mate.
Mate, 2 weeks.
But he hasn't trained, he's only back and he's hungover, sitting on the bench to get the hurt at the back of his
ass.
I have vertical all week. But listen, you're 2 weeks.
Tell the truth. Shame the devil, come on. Shame the devil.
Tell people in the public what you're doing.
I was a luminosity.
Guys. Do you want me to tell you the truth?
Go ahead, Bertie.
Was lying on the bench at the back of a shop and I walked in and he's lying there with his legs and all up. Hung over, man. I swear to God, do you want to see his face?
Mate, I'm 45 years, mate. I can't hack his rave anymore. It's taking its toll. But he's Sean McComb, joined his gym 2 weeks. That's all I need to knock this man out.
I
take his belt home with me.
So
Team Roberto, the poofy panther, is taking
the
all
Team Burnsy supporters and the Team Burnsy crew are listening to all this. So
yeah, many people's watching you.
Well, there's only one, Shauna.
Shauna Nugent.
And Paddy McDonald said
but Paddy McDonald's not doing it. I took him down the message.
He told me.
Messaged him. And the message is ugly for our Sean McDonald.
Paddy told me he's walking me out, but we're
close. See the videos he had up, you know, making the nature of me.
Well, who's red and who's blue? He'll be with you. I'll be with Burnsy.
So Rainbow Slice, we're winning.
That's good. We're the champions.
And here, Emma Swindale. Swindale.
Hold on, whoa. Emma Pancake Face and Rubber Nose Swindale. You're getting knocked out by Team Blue.
No way.
Ona Rocks is going to get you.
Una, I love you, but sorry. Team Red for the win.
Emma Swindale is going to knock her sparklers.
Oh, yes.
Emma's coming in with the uppercuts, big man.
Well, I was sent a voice note as well, by the way. I just need to let Team Roberto know. I was sent a voice note that Burnsy had sent someone that he has knuckle dusters under his gloves.
They get checked anyway. You'd be getting searched.
Search him.
There's a metal detector up here, Burnsy.
I want a full search. And no cheating. I want him watched because he said he's hit me in the back of your head.
No cheating.
And that big one in the back of your head. It's going in the radio side of your head.
I heard you say on here before, you go from behind sometimes, but yeah.
When in the street, you go from behind.
I don't mean to go from behind.
Right.
But I don't know.
I go from behind on the weekend.
Someone commented that there.
Depends what day of the weekend is.
See all jokes they said, right? People... Supporters don't understand, right? They wake me up, right? Like the ring, and it's all built up, yes.
Yes.
But you all take it to heart. But yeah. I don't mean going at the back of the head. I just meant to go to the front of the head.
Right.
And the chin.
That's the main spot. And then go for the
body. But see, after, you're going to show me that on your day. Into the body.
That's your balls?
No.
That's a low blow. You've been disqualified.
No, but seeing you get towards your shorts.
But Roberto's far bigger than you. You know what I mean? You're going to jab
slap him. That's my ball.
And we see your shorts here at the bottom. I've dead there. Not on top of your shorts.
Right. Well,
just make sure.
I get a ball of poo first there.
A ball guard. Nice.
So you've just told him your tactics. You're sitting there telling him what you're going to do.
You're exposing your game.
But Abdul Kachi's walking out and we ran Bernard's walking out.
Fucking right.
Fair enough.
Abdul Kachi, if you're watching this on, you're coming with me and Ram Bernard.
They're going to walk you out, but they're going to carry you out as well.
See the ambulance guards who I know from all ambulances over, like St. John's Ambulance and the Northern Ireland Ambulance and the helicopter. Lesson used by the people prepared for Roberto Pancake Face and Rubber Nose Newsley. For the red helicopter to be on that standby to be in the outside the damage.
Listen, I take a helicopter to the after party. I take it, no sweat. I've always wanted a helicopter ride.
Team Red.
But he can take the ambulance straight home.
Team Red for
the win. Burnsy, you going on a drink after, are you?
Oh, if I win this against him, I tell you what, it'll be a sorry match.
Oh! What if you lose, you're not drinking?
Listen, I'm getting straight into you. You're getting brought out.
Oh,
yeah, nice. I'm going to commit like.
What's your prediction? What rant?
If I first whistle goes.
Straight the bell.
In.
See, I want it to be.
Two sides of ribs, and then.
Robert,
I want to go full beer.
See when them lights go wrong, you mate.
See
that
Gleeburg got?
I know.
You'd be sweating.
Like catchy.
I actually done one before and I kind of freaked out a bit because it was like I was in the match on it.
TKO.
And I kind of like, they weren't going to let me fake because my blood pressure and my
eyebrows. Anthony McCarron, if you're watching this, Roberto's going down, son.
But S1 I'm actually
Anastasia, Lorna McDade, my sister is with him. Pink Panther's getting beat all day long. The Pussy Panthers are getting knocked out.
Team Roberto, Team Birdie.
Look at me, wait, KD has. Tell you what, they're getting hit as well.
Knocked down his throat.
This is a trash talking podcast. Jesus Christ.
You eat your spinach.
Listen. Popeye.
Tell you what, Burnsy, you're built. You're
what's
built,
your
like,
arm like?
Not his chest, Roberto. Not that for his chest.
Fuck me. The shaziest boy.
Not that. Go quick, feed it before he faints her.
You're going to fucking take a heart attack.
You're full of testosterone, mate.
He's on the right.
He's on the right.
Here, if any celebrities from London, Australia, New York are watching me, please, please get your comments in.
Do you know when you get your medical up here, they feel your balls?
No.
They do?
No, they only do your heart and they do your finger. And then...
See a box of medical to feel
your
balls.
Do your nose and all the check
feed
up. Your
balls, feel your balls.
Uh-huh.
Fuck, I can't wait. Hope I don't get a salmon.
Don't listen to him. Don't listen to anything he says.
No, it's
no,
true.
No. They do you up your nose and they do you in your...
What would they be doing up your nose? A box of medical to have to feel
to check your blood pressure, your
heart rate.
Your heart rate.
And your testy
and
pitch.
And your weight. They check your weight.
And your weight. What weight?
Your height.
So here, what are we fighting at heavyweight? Because here, our main strict one's not going too good.
Late heavyweight.
People asking, oh, what are we fighting at?
Late heavyweight.
Well, sure, we're going to do the face-off up in the damage here.
Right, then
I'll tell you what their weight, Burnsy.
Hold on,
wait
a second.
Right, Jesus
so,
Christ.
Team Burnsy supporters and the Team Burnsy crew, if you're watching this,
this podcast, when everyone's watching this now, it'll be Monday. But the next day is the day we record the press conference. So then the press conference will be on our YouTube channel on Wednesday. So anyone watching, check it out Wednesday, the full press conference with all the lads.
And honestly, get the tickets, guys. They're in the link in our bios.
It's going to be such crack. It's going to sell out.
It's going to be a really good fight. Now, Burnsy may fall wobbler if I knock him clean out when he wakes up. But I hope he doesn't. Can I have one of Mick Collins beers?
Oh, I turn the fridge, huh?
Because Mick Collins, my man, he's walking me out too. Mick Collins.
I listen to Sean too much.
They're nice. Have you tried
see,
them?
See, George Hughes and Megan and Neil are side by side. Well, sure.
Is she going?
Girlfriend and boyfriend.
Are they?
What do you think? Take care. While you're on camera, give us a... What do you reckon?
I'm not a beer drinker, but it's actually really great. I had two pints here before we come over here. And I think
I'm not a beer drinker, but I had two pints before
I'm not joking.
Two Long Islands.
Yeah, I swear to God, I'm a big fruit. I've almost always drank like fucking Blue Wicket or whatever. The one once because of what was obviously been running about partying and blah, blah, blah. But I've started getting a real leg for Budweiser. So the other week, me and Anthony get out of work and I went, I'm going to walk over and get you a tins of Bud. And I went all leave. And had a couple of we just having in our yarn, a couple of Durban and a bit of crack. And they were saying, you not drinking, mate, tins. Mate, I had 3 tins and I was steaming.
But blows the fucking head, mate.
He says I beat off every wall at 3:30 in the morning. We were doing door battles and all.
Is that when a dildo came out?
We made her shave her eyebrow and then made one thing. I can't even remember what happened. Apparently it was all headers in the battle and all. 8 tins of bud. But here, see the hangover I had the next day.
Oh, I probably see the burping. See when I drink bud, the burping. I don't know. The repeats on me or something.
I'm a beer drinker now.
I only drank these, mate.
See, I always loved it. See, holiday, always pints look great in holiday. And I always used to go. I'd actually love to drink an out pint sitting in holiday.
No, at the pool.
Sam McGill's nice pint.
Oh, everybody always drinks.
We were sitting drinking with Sammy McGill.
What was the other one that was stinking? Estrella.
It was too sweet or something.
Oh.
See in the Highlander we were drinking, I was drinking frozen Venoms.
Oh, they were great.
It was doing like a you would get like a
Venom, a jug of Venom. It's like WKD, so, pure orange, something.
No, do you ever get the slush of a daiquiri, but it was a Venom.
Rock Road. Get used to it, everybody. There's some beds that are upstairs and downstairs, the toilets upstairs. Get used to it, guys.
Yep.
Tap away, Rock Road.
Get used to it. What about Rabnus over in the Clifton Road?
And get used to Rabnus. Roberto's shop is nice. I swear to God, I've had 4 sweet chili wraps a day.
He has a fry every morning.
Two cold sauce. I swear to God. But this guy, Stevie, from Heavyland, I want to thank Stevie. The day was on Dennis Lave, on Dennis Martin's Lave today. I can't thank you enough for paying my food today, mate. But I had to pay for my own for yesterday.
That's well, isn't it?
My brother's shop, because I don't want your money to come down.
Fuck you, must. How you have is fucking. You have fleeced.
Send me a uni or after.
Go ahead, sharing his caring.
He does. Everyone, he appreciates it.
How many hours a day would you be late?
Like morning.
Mate, not and then much. If you come to like in the morning, mate.
If you come to work with me,
then talk, Bernsey.
If you come to his work with me in the afternoon, he would go live in the afternoon again.
Right, yeah, how many hours a day? Like, and then at night time, I'd probably go on for about an hour and a half.
But he's stuck by.
But obviously, in January, I'm going full time, just TikTok, just food content, like blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm leaving. I'm just going to go full time. And
do you know who's coming on here? I was texting her last week before I went away. Amy Braniff.
Oh, is she?
She's going to come on. She texts me since
she's good crack.
She says she was in a bad way last week. She's going to come on.
And Norby Hink texts me.
Here, Nick Hepp are doing well, aren't they?
Here, class. I was watching that Glastonbury, or actually.
I was watching clips of me. It's fucking on, man.
Do you know what?
They're not allowed to play in Falls Park here.
To me, honestly, I'm not just saying this, right? See, over the last couple of weeks.
But here, I'm looking forward to that dance night.
That's I watched the hang door there, but guys,
mate, was it the doctors? Did you see it? Look, they're killing the doctors.
I have so much hatred in my body now for something.
Disgusting.
See, I don't even want to talk about it because it's obviously going to go out, but see, Israel and Americans.
They're brainwashed.
It's just like, if you have a heart, you like what's going on there. It doesn't matter. Like, you just know what's wrong. The whole of Palestine just crumbled.
And did you see all the men in the mass grave? And they were getting up, and you had to go right or left. And he was hoping he was going right, because left, you were getting shot dead, or right, you were going to jail. And he did eventually get freed. But he found his 6-year-old daughter lying in the street, like just shot dead. And his wife was in the couple streets when he got her 3 days. His brother and his 3 kids were shot. And I was just like,
see the doctor that see the doctor. It's about, like, he's halfway through the documentary. Yeah. He's dead.
I know.
You're like, what the fuck?
I know. Like, I don't hate anyone. Like, see, like, racism or color or like whatever you may be. I've never hated anything in my life, religion or anything. But someone in Northern Ireland can have an Israel flag up in their fucking lamppost and an estate in Belfast. It's just bizarre.
It's literally
I wanted to say something on my behalf.
Bernsey, wait there.
Hold on, Gam. Gee, listen to me, son, right?
Alright.
I know I'm giving you a headache. I know I'm giving you a headache.
Alright, sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry I'm giving you a headache, but you want to listen to this, right? See the Americans, right? Your man, Donald Trump, needs to get out of the White House. He doesn't deserve to be in it. I should be in it.
That's it. Bernsey for the White House.
No, I'm being deadly serious. See, Donald Trump, he has 15 charges, and so is his wife.
I had to delete it off, man.
They're awful.
I watched it. See new stories. It's like, what the fuck? Nothing's changing. It's only getting worse.
I think it's too late now. It's too late. It's Palestine's gone. It's fucked.
It's
in crumble. There's no hospitals
left. And that's
left.
What the man said. No, like the dogs were eating the people just lying in the
street. You see them all just digging graves out the front of the hospital and just putting them in white robes and throwing them in?
And it does give me a wee bit of hatred in my body that I never thought I would ever have against anyone. Do you know what I mean? But I actually believe that I do hate Israel.
Of course.
There's no reason to love them.
You don't really hate them.
No, I do.
Zionist scum.
I think IDF is really defense.
And
I do believe they're actually worse than Hitler. 100%. They're actually worse than Hitler.
Yep.
But no, because that's because that would tell you something. And you're not going to listen to this.
Go ahead.
Putin needs shot dead in the head. Somebody needs to put a gun to his head.
Dead. He's been passing for about 20 years, I can't. There's no one allowed to vote a murder for him. What ways are working Russia?
He needs to be shot dead.
Why?
Because he's getting all these ones at
Ukraine.
Right? See the soldiers come home on YouTube. I'm watching my friends. They're women, but they're from Belfast, who are soldiers. But they're going out to fight for them, with them.
It's not on.
But what do you think of Israel?
It's not nice, but I'm sorry to say this. My heart goes out to every family who have been murdered and who have been kidnapped by these so-called agents. And they're putting them in their white vans, sitting there. But these ones are covered in their faces, but they won't show their faces standing beside the white vans.
I know, man.
They're not showing their faces Putin is telling them to cover their faces.
No, Putin is bad, man, mate.
You don't understand it on the YouTube.
Compared to your man in Israel.
What do you call your man in Israel? I'm sorry, but...
Burnsy.
I
want Putin to walk me out.
No, I want to say is... See, Donald Trump kidnapped. My heart goes out to your daughters, sons, husbands, wives, kids. But seeing their let go free, getting into the white vans, I'm sorry for them. My heart goes out to them. But why is them fellas with guns who are standing beside the white vans, why are they faces covered? Because Putin's telling them to do it. Your man, President Putin, is telling them to do it. Yeah.
Sling your hoodie.
Burnsy, he's telling them.
Can I ask you something, Burnsy?
But I'm sorry.
Connor.
But I'm sorry you've lost loved ones.
Do you like Andrew Tate?
Who?
Andrew Tate.
Who's Andrew Tate?
I don't know.
The baldy fella with sunglasses. He has a beard.
No.
Yeah, I need to go to the toilet.
He's speaking the truth.
We have a minute left. We have 2 minutes left or something.
And I'm telling you the truth.
But hold it in.
See these hospitals, right? And I'm being honest. These hospitals in Belfast need help. But these families who I know from all over who are getting buried, cremated, and they've been lost by families and wider family circles. I'm sorry to see you's been down. I try to pick these up on TikTok, Snapchat, WhatsApp, normal messages to say my thoughts and prayers and donations are with you.
He does.
I can't.
Somebody actually wrote in I can't stop thinking of you all.
But if you can keep messaging me, you've lost loved ones from hospitals.
Bernie, we need to let our people talk here. Well, we'll switch over to Patreon here.
Listen, do you know when to phone me, son?
We'll do a face off.
And we'll do that after. We'll do that because we're jumping over our Patreon here. Who are you talking to? Bernie's going to let loose. You're doing my heading.
He's too
do you know who? This is our podcast. Let us talk.
This is my team, son. Not your team. you're still drunk from a beat up, remember?
All right.
You can't say nothing now.
All right, listen, we're going to bounce over.
Guys,
Roberto,
this guy's still drunk from the halfway through. I'll leave him a beat up.
Roberto and Burns here on the Patreon.
Douglas Tappet says, the same as mine.
Working
yes, guys,
podcast.
Get on the Patreon.
But here.
Fist up.
Oh, it's tense. I can feel it. Oh.